Miss Tina, would you come and share the scriptures for us this week?
I just sent Judy our song so she could be with us.
Oh, great.
She's maybe in the middle of chemo, so
yeah.
That might be good.
Yes.
Today's reading is from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry. Then the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread." But Jesus told him, "No. The scriptures say people do not live by bread alone." Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and the authority over them," the devil said, "because they are mine to give to anyone I please. I will give it all to you if you will worship me." And Jesus replied, "The scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say, he will order his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on the stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God." When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. Mm-hmm. These are the words of our Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Tina. I always liked that. The devil tempted him, and Jesus commanded it, and he said, "Okay, I'm going to go, I'll be back." Have you ever noticed that the devil's always haunting you, even after you develop your relationship with the living God? Why is that? Well, he is the God of this world. He was kicked out of heaven, and he's here, and that's why he wanted Jesus to worship him.